let me refresh your memory where we're up to. Simon Kofay, let me just review the first few sefer that we did. Okay, if you follow me along, then we'll continue ahead. Okay, Kofay, Isu Shadishram Heta. That's the halacha of Kovash Kamavushal. Right? And what did we learn? This quick summary. That Kovash, we're talking about Betzonen, right? Kovash Arei Kimavushal, right? But that's only if it is Meis Leis. If it's less than Meis Leis, all you need is Hadocha. Second, the Ramah adds that which is outside of the fluid, of the liquid, whatever it is, right? Nevertheless, we at least the chatchile, we're machmir on the whole thing, and he says v'yesh mekilim b'mashe b'chutz. Okay, which means shas hadchak. If it's a big inyan, and it can be a very big inyan, a butcher who has a full quarter and has it in the walk-in refrigerator, right? And some liquid accumulates on the bottom, which would be blood from the full quarter, and a little bit of the full quarter is touching that blood, then if you can hold kovish, and it's there more than 24 hours, it's kovish bedam, right? It's kovish beisur. Then you would have to asa the whole four quarter that way. So it's a chilik. It's a little piece of meat that got accumulated some body fluid, some muscle fluid in there. That's, you can afford to be machmer. You can be machmer. If you're dealing with a four quarter involving several hundred dollars, you would be mako. And only cut off the kedei nitila, cut off. I think earlier I differentiated. There's less than throwing it away. You have what? Hadocha is the easiest. Gerezo is the next one, whatever that means. I never fully understood. What shir gerezo, scraping it off. Right? Then you have kedei klipa. You have kedei nitila. The klipa is the thinnest slice that's coherent. Gereva means you're taking off little pieces, right? In Kedei Klipa, it's a coherent slice, but you have a good sharp knife, you could get a very thin slice out of it. The Netila, we learned, is a sheer ezva, and that's points, if you're dealing with the Rabbanans, that's 0.7 inches. That's already a chatikha ruya l'skabe. That's a significant piece to take off, right? More than a half inch of meat to cut around the whole thing. Okay? That's only if it's soaking in innocuous fluid. In fluid that doesn't say anything. But if it's kovush in something which in itself is looked upon as a double chorif, like chometz or tzir, right? Tzir is basically melach. The term tzir is usually used in halacha for the accumulated fluids after the meat is salted. So you have the salt and the body fluids in there. But basically, the functional component is the melach. Right? There, the shear of 24 hours doesn't apply, right? And the shear, again, a little bit vague. Shear kateshi tenenu ala o, the yarsiach. Time it takes to boil up, which a sickle raya we have from Erev Shabbos, where you're supposed to have your tea kettles already boiling before Shabbos, right? The shir kedei lahasriya, I remember the Rav Zatzal used to say 20 minutes. Depends on the size of your kettle and what kind of a gas stove have, or electric stove or something. Anyway, again, a little bit of vague shear, but you're talking about a significant amount of time. It's not an instantaneous thing. 10 minutes certainly would be a fair number to use what takes the heat up. Quantity of water equal to the fluid that is the kovash liquid.
There's a comment of the Rambam then, also by that comment in Sir.
I'm sorry, say again.
There's the comment of the Rambam talks about also by that comment in Sir, that the entire thing would be Asir, or is he just talking about
that's same halacha with. That doesn't change with the tzir.
In other words, if you're machmer on plain here, certainly if you makel, if you makel on the other one, you makel on this one too. The only time the chumah comes in is, we'll see, is by Schumann, right, by mefafeya, where you're dealing with something that drives the material throughout the chaticha, right, and. I didn't share this with you. This is a halacha. By the way, it's called shailas, not uncommon. This is halacha lemaisa shailas, the common of it. What's hard is to understand the makom for the shaila, right? Because the makom is chulin kovash mushal fine. But then the Gemara goes further, right, and starts to differentiate between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. And the moko for Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is something we don't understand. It's Hashochei Pesakin, and the Mokom Hashchita is looked upon as Roseach. So you have a new Roseach. You have Kovish Kimavushal, that's like Roseach, Meliach Ki Roseach, right, and now you have Chamimus of a Kli Sheni is also Roseach. So when you have the Mokor from the Beis HaShchita is called Roseach, it's hard to decide on a temperature which we call Roseach. Practically, the only thing we have really empirically is the temperature of an animal, which would be approximately your temperature, which means a temperature of 98, 99, maybe 100. A bird may go up to 110, would be the normal temperature of a bird. And birds have higher metabolism. They run a little bit higher. But you're dealing with a relatively inconsequential temperature. That's the point. Yeah. So it's hard to differentiate between a cliché, why you call this something a shinui over nothing. Nevertheless, that's the moko for the halacha. What are we learning there? The sugya there in Chulin is on Davches on the Beis in Chulin, right? Is Hashochet B'Sakin Shal Avodah Zorah Kolev. If you check for the sakin of the zora, you have to take klipa around the area, the chtach, right? That's Rab's halacha, and the other man, Domar, Rabba Babachone, says no, meidiach. It's enough to wash it off. You don't have to, right? But nevertheless, the quick summary. The chamimus of the Kli Rishon is Yatzoledes. That's asas the whole thing. That's also the kulu. So if it's in a Kli Rishon with the temperature of more than Yatzoledes, and there also you have achayim who want to specify something which is hard to calibrate Kli Rishon, but it shouldn't be off the fire so long that it lost some of its original temperature, and they don't give you any rules of what that drop in temperature is supposed to be. It has to be more than Yatzoledes, right? But if it's less than whatever the original temperature is, which would be normally considered with a liquid 100 degrees centigrade. So if it dropped to 90 degrees centigrade, they want to be mako already and treated like a klisheni, so that if you need kovush, you treat it like a tzona, you need kovush me'es leis in order to asa. If it's chamimus of yatzoledes, it's asas miyad immediately. So if something falls into a something yatzoledes, and it'll asa the chaticha. If, however, you learn pshat that it's not the original temperature of the klinikshon, but doesn't get down to a point that you can classify as eino yatzoledes, which certainly would be then called tzona, not just soledes, it's tzona. We don't grant that any heat status at all. Right. So that's a little bit vague, but nevertheless, reputable achoinim want to make that distinction. And again, you have that moko for to be mekul b'shasat hak, whatever that's supposed to mean. They sorech that if it's not that hot, you'll deal with chav dalet shows. In other words, if it's talin, you take it right out. You could be mekul with meidiach. With washing it off. And then we have Siv Gimel. Okay, I think that's where we're up to. Siv Gimel is again it's one that's hard to understand on the basis of temperature transfer, whatever that means. Let's pick up from Gimel. Okay, Nopal isu ham l'sol chete ham. What kind of ham? The ham of a kli rishon. Oh, afilu isu tzonen l'sol chete ham. Hakol osu detakoi gober al elyon umachamamo ad shemaflit betachto. In so chlomar the heter tzonen l'so chisul ham shakol osu. Aval ima elyon ham v'atachton tzonen, a hot piece of meat fell into a milchik soup on the lower shelf of your refrigerator, right? Ainu osu ela kedei klipa atilu ima elyon hacham is the isu, right? So you had a piece of meat you had there for your dog fell into your milchik soup. Right, but the soup was cool, and the meat was hot. Right, now you go boso tatoi gova. That distinction is hard to understand if you're just talking about the transfer of heat. L'chura, it shouldn't make any difference, top or bottom, except for this concept that you're all aware of that heat rises, but that should be a factor in. But it's mamish, not the issue of rising. The issue there is physical contact, one to the other. How should be a chilik, whether iloi gova or tatoi gova, we don't fully understand. That's the Kabbalah. Right. And here you have that point I made before. Kol ze lo mayre yele b'chom klirishon gan miyad shesiro min eish b'nicho im ha'heta. Avol im kvar munach b'chli sheini b'yachakach b'nicho ha'heta retzlo. Right? Doesn't usher at all. And also, cloud the cliche, and also, much as about. Right?